Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode of the USA Blog Network's The Dopeness Interview Series. We are live with Letty, and she's straight from the A. What's going on, man?
Hey, how you doing?
It's nice to meet you. I love the music, like that El Chapo. Oh, my God. That's hot. That's hot.
Thank you. Thank you.
By the way, I'm pronouncing your name correctly, right?
No, everybody calls me that, but it's really Let. It's part of my middle name, Shalette.
Okay, Let. Okay. Yeah, I'm really a
cool.
fan
everybody
of the music, though.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. So, yeah, so we're going to get into this new single that you got called Pain. Before we do that, for anybody who want to dig in the crates and find out, like, how you started and, you know, your inspirations, I like to ask this. It's kind of a, you know, off the cuff question about your top five. Who are your top five artists?
My top five artists would have to be, if we're talking about rap, Kevin Gates. I love Kevin Gates.
Okay.
Lil Wayne. I've been listening to Lil Wayne for a minute. He's kind of one of the reasons I kind of like just started doing my own thing with the music. I like Phil Mobb. I love their music, even though they haven't put nothing out lately or yet.
I heard
I love
that though.
Phil
I hear
Mobb.
That. I hear that all in you. That Phil Mobb.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. That like Diamond.
Oh yeah.
Like
yeah,
that whole
Atlanta
thing,
stuff.
Like Scrappy Diamond, all of that.
Yeah. T.I.
I'm talking about Crime Mobb though.
Oh yeah, Crime Mob. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. So Kevin Gates, Lil Wayne, Phil Mobb. I like Missy Elliott and T.I.
Okay. That's a nice little list you compiled. What about, let me ask this question. It's very controversial. So, Cardi B or you riding with Nicki?
I'm going to have to go with Cardi B.
Yeah.
Cardi B. Well, for right now, because I guess it's her style of music, she's more trap. Well, okay. I'm going to just say this. Cardi B, I like her feature. And one of her features she just did is playing on the radio, going crazy. And, of course, Bodak Yellow. And it's another, one more song she had that I'm really liking. That's really about it. Like, I'm not going to. So right now, it's Cardi B. I've been listening to them few tracks. But if you want to go overall with the style and the versatility, it'll have to be Nicki.
There you have it. So when you got in the game, how did you break into, like, recording, writing, and all of that? Where's your start at?
Okay, well, I started, I'm 25 right now, 25 years old. And I started back in elementary school, maybe like 2001. And the first time I ever wrote, we had the ITBS test. I don't know if y'all know what the ITBS test was, but one of the little tests you had to do to pass or get promoted out of elementary school. So I wrote a little rap, and like all the kids was liking it. And I'm like, okay, I probably got something going here. So, you know, started writing. Then everybody wanted me to write them like a little rap to present in front of the school. So I started doing that. Middle school, I want to say around 7th grade, I got more into it. Putting out music, that's when all the, like, the little snap music and stuff was out. B4L and all them. So, you know, and everybody had their little dance moves, Soulja Boy and everybody else. So I put out a song too, and everybody was liking it. So I was like, okay, everybody kind of messing with me with this music thing. So I didn't get really serious until after high school. I started writing more, but when I started writing, I actually wanted to write about my life, whether it was me partying, turning up, or just the pain that was going on in my life. I started on that, but some life changes happened, and I ended up going to the military. So in the military, I couldn't really write how I wanted to. I couldn't record. I couldn't do much because we were always on the move. So in 2015, I deployed to Kuwait. In Kuwait, oh, my God, it was crazy. Like, the things I saw.
That sounds like it's hot out there.
Was happening. Man, it is. It was, like, the hottest. It was, like, 120 degrees, like dry heat. It was hot.
But that's just regular,
yeah, the regular, on a regular little day. So,
that's the least of like all of the craziness that was going on, all right? Military action.
Yeah, it was pretty. It wasn't bad though. The army, it wasn't bad. I loved it. I don't want to go back. I recently retired medically, July 4th, 2017.
Thanks for your service.
So that's what
I really appreciate your service.
No problem. So now I'm able to actually focus on the music. Focus
stay
on what
here
I want to
and,
do.
And get it cracking in the A with your music.
Yeah, so I'm trying to.
All right. So now, when was the first time you stepped foot in the booth to actually record something?
That was about back in 7th grade. I was working with one of my homeboys. We used to do it like it was in-home, like in an in-home booth. The closet was all boofed out and everything. And I think, what was the song we did? It was a song we did called Major Moves. And, you know, we posted it on Facebook. That's when we had a sound click.
We used to post on there.
Yeah. And that was my first time.
That's like the MySpace of like SoundCloud.
Yeah, that's what we had back in the day. But that was my first time.
Amazing. So now, I mean, fast forward to today, like, you've been in the game for a minute, and I think it really shows in your writing ability and your way to bring like passion and emotion, like your struggle to your actual raps. Can you talk about like your style and like where like how your songwriting comes from?
Mm-hmm. So basically, my brother, his name was Charles. It's actually on the little Pain. I put his headstone on my flyer for the single Pain. He was doing music. He did music before, and I only heard like two songs he had, and he died in 2005. So that's when I was listening, and I was like, man, like, because at first doing music, it was just like all fun, like, whatever rhyme, like, okay, let's do this line. Okay, what rhyme for this? We're going to do this line. It wasn't really personal. So I had to start, when I got comfortable within myself and was actually able to tell a story and not being afraid of what people thought of me, that's when I feel like everything changed. My music changed. My whole style changed with music, because now it's like every song is basically my life. And I'm not afraid to do it. And I listen to, or actually write songs, the instrumentals that producers send me. And if I have to find a beat for the song. Like, if it don't fit, I can't do it. But it's just basically however I feel like that day, that's what my style and how my writing is. But everything that you will probably hear now is something I've been through or have gone through and overcame.
That's what I feel. That's what I feel when I heard that that new joint she got. That Pain is really dope. But what's more so, of course, the beat and all of those aspects add to it. But it's more so just you can hear the pain in your voice. You can hear that this is something that's sincere, something from the heart, something that actually happened. So that's why I asked that question, because I read that you once said that that you use issues that you dealt with personally and you put it all in your music. So that really resonated with me, because I actually heard that on the song Pain. How did that song come about?
Okay, well, after Kuwait, okay, so I'm no longer afraid to tell my issues. I got medically retired out of the Army. They said I was diagnosed with bipolar. So, and you know, a lot of, when you're bipolar, you have like a lot of ups and downs. And sometimes, like, the things that go in my mind, like, sometimes I can't even believe it's real. Like, so when I wrote Pain, like, I was going through something. Not necessarily trying to backtrack, but I was like, I got to get this off my chest, because it's like every time something happens, I start thinking about my brother, or I wish he was here, or in Kuwait. When I was in Kuwait, I had friends died. In the song, I said, in the second verse, I mentioned how I called my friends. We've been cool, but call once in a while to see if they're okay. But the homie was on the run and took his life away. Basically, I was in Kuwait, and I got a phone call from my mom, and she told me that this boy who grew up on the I street from Baker Road, Labuki, he died. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I was like, no, I just saw him on Instagram and stuff. So I looked it up, and basically, you know, he got into some trouble with the cops, and he was on the run. He was basically running away from the cops and ended up crashing and died. So then I was like, and I couldn't make the funeral because I'm hours away. Like, I'm in a whole nother time. I'm in a whole nother country. That was just one. Another time when I was in Kuwait, one of my best friends, his aunt and his grandma died, like, back to back. I couldn't make days in on. So it was like, I felt like I was...
That's how it usually go.
Yeah, and it was like, I was like, when I'm there, nothing happens, everything good. But when I'm gone, it's like, it was just so much going on. One of my nephews, he ended up going to prison, and I had another nephew who want to live life on the streets. It's just like, I want to send them a message, like, look, like, y'all not only hurting yourselves, y'all hurting the ones that love you. Like, y'all not the only one going through pain. Like, I am too, because people look at me as a strong individual. They were like, oh, you so strong. I don't never really let people in. So in this song, I wanted to let people in and, like, look, I'm not perfect. You think I'm strong. I am strong-minded. I'm strong-willed, but I go through pain too. I have pain, and this is where my pain rolls from, and it's all in the song.
Wow. Wow. I can't wait to let people hear it. Is this going to be on that new EP that you got, that Clouded Judgment EP, that mixtape?
Yes, that's going to be on the mixtape. Get Trapaholics to host that as well.
What we're going to do right now, go ahead and introduce Pain. I'm going to play a sample for everybody live right now. And then we're gonna get into the Trapaholics. We're going to get into the mixtape and talk more about what's going on. Go ahead and introduce it. We're going to play it.
All right, y'all. Y'all are finna get ready to listen to my single, Pain. I hope y'all can feel it, and I hope y'all can follow me just like I do.
My flow so sick, I didn't grow this out the garden. I'm all about my being mean, I do this shit regardless. Baby looking like a snack, I guess, oh, what you must call it. Couple deep stars is what left me so hardly ran. Deal, mate.
Trapaholic, drop this shit.
Damn. Like, even after all the partying and bullshit, I still got a lot of pain. One day, I'll be able to put all this behind me.
Trap.
I'm all about my being mean, I do this shit regardless. Baby looking like a snack, I guess, oh, what you must call it. Couple deep scars is what left me so hardly ran. Deal, mate, feels, I'm pills, I add bill. My life I couldn't call it, didn't know my next meal. Shit, childhood was easy, had my parents pay the bill. But then I grew up, had to learn the way to live. Shit, I was too cool, had out of design. Shoes, clean jewels, yeah, I was a little flashy. I ain't really switched up to after my brother's passing. Damn, I miss my dog, I really miss him with a passion. Gonna roll another up, gonna roll another up. I need something to ease the pain, I hit my lowest pain, that's why I sing better days. I always say the same shit, the streets what made us, no matter. I put in time to sit back and collect bank shit. Met this street nigga whose life was at stake. And out of case he drew a nine, but let homie pull the blame shit. Say you need friends, be careful with what you asking. First cremate your body, then I blow away your ashes. Say these are your friends, but these bitches sound like trash shit. Friends will say you missing body, end up in a casket. I had my day one, we kick shit all day. Go back 10 years and some even the pre-K. I heard them once in a while to see if they okay. But the home was on the run and it took its life away. Gonna roll another.
That right there is Let, new single called Pain. What's going on, sis?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you feeling?
Oh, man. Feels good. This is probably like the first time I was able to listen to that without tearing up. Yeah.
Some highly personal. And the beat is just like, okay, so the beat is just smacking, right? So the beat is smacking. And you know, you just like, you fall into that. Like, people just dive into that alone. But then you start hearing all of the personality you're putting into it, the storyline, and the realness, and just listening to the story, then they just into your life. They like, your business is out here. We know everything now. So
basically,
and you said that that you just recently was able to lay it all out there like that. Is that right?
Yeah. Just recently, I guess I'm gonna say that's the good thing about the Army. Like, the Army, it helps you open up. Like, you can't be afraid in the Army. Like, the Army has actually taught me a lot. I'm pretty sure if I wasn't in the Army, I probably would still be just making some BS, basically just talking, just making stuff rhyme and not making no sense. But being in the Army, it opened my eyes up to a lot. Like, it's a lot. I've met a lot of people that's going through like the same things or worse. So I'm like, and they look up to me, like they want to come to me and vent. And I'm like, I promise y'all not the only one. Like, everybody look up to me and be like, man, you so strong, you perfect. Ain't nothing going on. I'm like, y'all just don't know. Like, it's easier for me to tell it in my music than for me to just sit there and talk to somebody about it or vent to someone. So that's
how
I normally go.
Would you say that this is more like your therapy?
Yeah, it is. 100%.
So how did you hook up with the Trapaholics, and who made that dope-ass beat?
My homeboy Brent. I guess he go by Dizzy Life Studios. He's out there in Texas, actually. Kaleen, I just left. And I let him hear something, and he was like, oh, man, this don't go in. I was like, I need you to make me a beat. Like, he made it for me, gave it back to me. I was able to record. Trap, I had actually hit him up on, I seen him on Twitter. So, you know, me, I'm like, man, if I want my stuff out, I'm not going to sit there and wait for nobody. Like, I put in my own work. I hit him up, and he was like, yeah. So we just started texting for about, like, I want to say probably about a month before I sent him the track. And he was like, okay, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I want to work on a mixtape with you, because I kind of liked how he was able to mix it and, like, make it, give it a little trap feel. So I kind of liked it about Trapaholics.
All right, so now the album, well, the mixtape, rather, Clouded Judgment, how many songs in are you on that right now?
Well, on the Clouded Judgment, since it was going to be like a little EP mixtape, since it was like my first project, I didn't want to give the people too much, so I was going to do like 8 songs, but the more I record and the more my producer, he wants me to just go ahead and make a full tape. So if it's not 8 songs, I already got the 8 songs. It's probably going to be probably about 15. I just didn't want to give too much at once than for a first
time. Right, so this is going to be a mixtape right here. Because you have to really,
mixtape.
Like, you got so much dope material that you can't really decide. He's going to put it all out there. That's what he wants.
Yeah, he was like, man, just go for it. So you got a full album. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to just do everything on a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? Like, but then again, I guess it could be good promo. It's not like, that's not the only good stuff I can make. Every song I feel like I make is excellent, so I think anything could be good. But this mixtape, something for iTunes to be streamed, anything.
You got a deadline for this mixtape?
I wanted to put it out on February 12th. That's my son's birthday, and he loved, like, If I don't have no other fan, like, he's probably my number one. Like, he listens to everything. He knows the words. He wants me to sing him the song.
Shout out to Lil Jalen.
Like,
shout out to Lil Jalen. Number one fan.
Yeah.
All right. So, I want to ask you, being a woman in hip hop, is there like a double standard, or is it easier or harder for you to kind of like make moves?
Well, I'm gonna say it's a little more difficult because I don't know too many female like producers, engineer, promoters. So it's like when I go to the studio, like I've been to multiple studios, I just want to record, and it's like, oh, I think you should be like a little softer, or you got to be more sexy. And I'd be like, oh my God, like if I do all this stuff, I ain't gonna really be able to be myself. Like I want to, if music is working with me, I want to be able to be myself. And it's a little difficult trying to get it, or either somebody's trying to talk to you or give you their number, and I'm like, no, that's not what I'm trying to do. Like, I just want to do music.
They're trying to change your whole sound.
Yeah, trying to change everything. Like, I'm like, I can be sexy, but it's like, I can be sexy. Like, I can be cool. I can be chill. But it's like, when I do music, I just want to be me, whether it's sexy, hood, like pop, like whatever it is. Like, I just want to be me. But it's always something. Like, I can send people pictures. No, I think this a look too. You got to be more sexy. Put on some heels. I'm like, oh my God, it's such a headache. Like, I think that's probably why it took me so long to even start putting stuff out and not caring what people say.
So tell us what's coming up for the future. Before we get out of here, like, do you have any shows or anything? Because I'm sure people want to hear it live. And tell us what you got on the horizons for 2018, what we need to look out for, if you want to branch out into movies or acting or reality TV or whatever you want to say.
Well, no actor. I'm not a good actor, to be honest. But I got the Platter Judgment coming out in February. We got a few shows in Texas, actually. I get a lot of love from Texas. So we got a few shows coming out in January, actually. It's for, like, they doing some promos, like some clothing shows and modeling and stuff, and got me performing. They want me to perform that song, actually. So we got, like, two shows coming up in January. I got a show coming up in Atlanta. And
that's
of course,
gonna be,
whenever I get, whenever I get the marketing material,
video.
I'm going to start posting them. Oh, yeah, and I got a video for Pain of actually doing that Saturday, actually. So that will be coming out in December. So I'm going to go ahead and get that done. And that's basically it for right now. I'm going to continue to promo this single, get this mixtape and video out, and do a few shows so I can get ready to start working on my next project.
Well, I really appreciate you coming on here, Let. You know, I love the music. You know, like I said, El Chapo and being Pain. You know, definitely plug everybody with how they can get up with you, how they can download Pain, and what they need to check for it for. Where to go?
Okay, on Pain, I got one on Trapaholic SoundCloud. I got one on my SoundCloud. It's just soundcloud.com/letim, LETTEIM. You can find me on Twitter, G of Dreams with a Z at the Dream. Facebook, just look up Tracy Weavers, just my government name. And on Snapchat, I'm Heartless M F E R. And also on Instagram, I'm Let I Am as well. So that's where you can meet up with me, get some of the latest tweets, pics, and promo.
There you have it. There you have it. Hey, y'all make sure y'all go and get that Pain. And look out. Cardi B, Nicki. Lil' Kim, y'all better look out. Lil' Chat, I'm going to go all the way down to Gangsta Boo. Y'all better look out. It's a new one out here.
Yeah.
You heard? All right. So check out Pain on Trapaholics, they SoundCloud. You know, look out for that new mixtape coming in February. We're going to cross our fingers on that. All right. And follow on Twitter, GOF Dreams with a Z. All right.
All right.
Let Hey, and right. Also you're going to see this everywhere on USA Blog Network. So whatever city you in, just type, if you want to Google, type in the name of your city and Bangers after that with a Z, and you probably will see her music. Go to Facebook.com if you're on Facebook and just search USA Blog Network, and you will also be able to add us, follow us to see Let. All right, salute one more time, sis. We're going to go out to El Chapo. It's my favorite. We out of here. Hey, turn up.
Whoop, whoop.